For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Let's be honest, your college degree is sitting on your shelf gathering dust right now. Maybe it's propping up a wobbly table leg or serving as some makeshift coaster. To be honest, I'm probably giving your college degree a little bit too much credit, because when you went to college, you spent your time cramming useless facts and you spent your time binge drinking, and maybe you learned how to think critically in between all those useless facts and binge drinking. Maybe you learned how to analyze data or write a semi-coherent essay, but did you learn anything truly valuable? I have opinions about college and university, because when I went to college university, it did not teach me how to build wealth. It did not teach me how to create businesses. It definitely did not teach me how to impact the world. I am willing to bet that the most valuable lessons that you learned came after college, came after you tossed that graduation cap in the air. Today, I want to talk about why formal education is overrated and why you have to be an autodidact, a self-taught person to make it in this world. Whether or not you're an entrepreneur or you don't want to start your own business, you need to be dialed in to self-education. So let's start with an idea. There is a myth. We have been told and sold a lie. We have been told that formal education is the key to success, the golden ticket to a comfortable life. Look around you. The world's most successful entrepreneurs, innovators, creators, they have unconventional paths. Some are self-taught, some have gone to school, but then after they graduated, that's when the real learning began. Some of them didn't even graduate school. The most successful people in the world, their classrooms are boardrooms of their own companies or the vast expanse of the internet. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, these are college dropouts who revolutionized their industries. And I'm not saying that you have to drop out of college, but there are countless successful creators, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs that set foot in a lecture hall or didn't set foot in a lecture hall and built empires from their bedrooms armed with nothing more than Wi-Fi and an insatiable thirst for knowledge, but only a fraction of what they used to build this massive thing was actually accumulated and learned in a classroom, if any of it was even learned in a classroom at all. See, we are in the midst of a self-education revolution. The internet has democratized knowledge, making it accessible to anyone with a curious mind. Online courses, podcasts, books, articles, the tools for self-improvement are at our fingertips. Because formal education teaches you how to learn, but self-education teaches you what to learn. Let me say that one more time. Formal education teaches you how to learn, but self-education teaches you what to learn. It's about identifying your passions, your interests, your goals, and then finding the resources that propels you towards them. This is why self-education is the new MBA. Here's the thing. The skills most valuable in today's economy are not taught in traditional classrooms. They're not about memorizing facts or regurgitating theories. They're about adaptability, creativity, and the ability to learn quickly and independently. These are the skills you develop through self-education. You become a lifelong learner. You're constantly seeking out new knowledge and you're applying it to your life and your work. You're going to become adaptable. You're going to be able to pivot when circumstances change and you can embrace the unexpected. You're going to become a creator. You're going to start building your own path instead of following the well-trodden road laid out by others. But here's the kicker. Self-education is not just about acquiring knowledge. It's about applying that knowledge, experimenting, failing, and learning from your mistakes. It's about taking action and making things happen. Now, for an entrepreneur, this is how you win. This is the mindset you have to adopt. But it's not just mindset. It's action. We're going to bridge the knowledge action gap with a toolkit. I want to dive deeper into the how. How can you leverage self-education to become an architect of your own destiny? See, the beauty of self-education is that it's personalized. You get to choose your own curriculum, your own teachers, your own pace. This is what the self-education toolkit looks like. First, we got the Library of Alexandria 2.0, the internet. The internet is your oyster. You're going to dive into online courses, Coursera, Udemy, Skillshare. You are going to devour blogs and articles. Maybe you're going to read Wait But Why, or maybe you're going to read Farnham Street. Maybe you're going to listen to my podcast. You're going to listen to the Tim Ferriss Show. You're going to listen to How I Built This. You're going to invest in all of these different resources. You're going to go listen to Invest Like the Best. It doesn't really matter. The point is you have to understand all the resources out there that are available to you and find the ones that are going to get you to where you need to go, or at least give you the knowledge that is going to get you to where you want and need to go. And then you're going to start to apply. Second piece of the toolkit, mentors, communities. You're going to seek out mentors who have achieved what you aspire to achieve. You can join online communities, paid, unpaid, masterminds, subreddits, where you can learn from others and exchange ideas. Books, don't underestimate the power of books. They are concentrated wisdom distilled from the minds of some of the world's greatest thinkers. And lastly, we're bridging that knowledge action gap, experimentation. Don't just consume the knowledge, apply it. Start a side hustle, build a website, write a book. The best way to learn is by doing. You see, the most effective self-learners understand these tools and they leverage them. They actively seek out knowledge. They question prevailing assumptions. They embrace novel concepts. They do not shy away from ambiguity. Instead, they view it as a chance to expand their understanding. But learning isn't just about accumulating facts. It's about the art of learning. It's about synthesizing information, connecting disparate ideas, forging your own unique understanding. It's about applying knowledge to overcome challenges and create something of value. The art of learning is a mindset. It is nurturing your inquisitive nature. It is interrogating the world around you. You are going to delve into subjects that fascinate you, even if they seem unrelated to your primary goals. You're going to follow your intellectual curiosity. Remember, learning is not confined to a classroom. The entire world is your educational playground. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learning isn't just about absorbing information. It's about synthesizing it, connecting the dots, making it your own. It's about applying what you've learned to solve problems and create value. If you want to optimize the art of learning, you're going to focus on the fundamentals. You're going to master the core principles of your chosen field before diving into the minutiae. You're going to practice spaced repetition. You're going to review information regularly to reinforce your memory. It's not a set it and forget it task. And you're going to teach others, because because the best way to solidify your understanding of a concept is to explain it to somebody else. You really become aware of your knowledge gaps. And lastly, it's a common trope, but you will embrace failure. Mistakes are never going to be setbacks. They're going to be learning opportunities. Another benefit to being self-taught and to adopting this ideology is that you have a distinct advantage over your formally educated counterparts. Self-taught people, they are not confined by traditional thinking or outdated curricula. They are not afraid to challenge the status quo, to forge their own path. They are also incredibly resourceful and adaptable. They've learned to navigate the world on their own terms, to find solutions to problems, and to create opportunities where others see none. Because the world is changing rapidly, and the skills that you need to thrive tomorrow in your life and your business may not even exist today. The ability to learn quickly and independently is more valuable than ever before. In the words of Albert Einstein, the important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. Now, say you've bought into the concept of self-education. Let's talk about turning self-education into tangible results. I want you to understand how to build your own personal monopoly. Now, the concept of a personal monopoly might sound a bit grandiose, but hear me out. It is about creating a unique niche for yourself, a space where you're the go-to expert, the irresistible resource. Your personal monopoly is built on the intersection of passions, skills, and experience. It is the unique value proposition that you bring to the world. It is the thing that makes you stand out from the crowd. And just an addendum to the concept of personal monopoly, when you are building a business, you do have to build a personal monopoly. That's what differentiates you. That's what gives you an unfair advantage. But too many people chase after hot industries, or they try and copy the success of other people. The most successful entrepreneurs and creators are those who build businesses around their mastery, their passions, and what the market needs. This is a version of a Japanese concept called Ikigai. Because when you combine those three forces, you start to solve problems you care about, and you create products and services that actually resonate with an audience. And you are unfairly and uniquely qualified to do that thing or create that product. So this is how you start to build a personal monopoly. And eventually, the key to building a personal monopoly will be to become something that I like to call an only one. This means that you will be the only one person who does what you do in the way that you do it. It is about combining your unique skills, your unique experiences, and your unique perspectives to create something truly original and valuable. So to build a personal monopoly and to become the only one that can do what you do in the way that you do it, you will embrace your individuality. You will not become someone you're not. You have to let your personality shine through in your work. You're going to start to combine your skill sets. You're going to look for ways to combine your seemingly disparate skills and interests. This is where the magic happens. You're going to tell your story. You're going to share your journey, your struggles, your triumph. People connect with authenticity. You're going to create exceptional value. You're going to deliver products, services, content that exceeds expectations. And then lastly, to make this even more impactful, you are going to build a community that supports what you are building. You're going to surround yourself with like-minded people who are only ones in their own space, who have built their own personal monopolies. See, all of this is dovetailing on the back of you are constantly learning after formal education. That is the only way to do this. Because the more you learn, the more you grow. The more you grow, the more opportunities present themselves. The more opportunities you seize, the more you learn. It is a virtuous cycle. It is a self-education flywheel. And when you are participating in this flywheel, you will never stop learning. You will never stop growing. You will never stop building your personal monopoly, and you will become so invaluable in the market, no one will ever be able to replace you. Now, just one final thought. We've covered the importance of self-education, self-education strategies, why self-education is exceptionally more important than formal or traditional education, how to use self-education to build yourself a personal monopoly and an only one brand. Now let's zoom out and consider the bigger picture, the infinite game of life, and how self-education empowers you to play to win. So there's a book, Finite and Infinite Games by James Carse. It introduces a very powerful concept. There are two types of games in life, finite and infinite. Finite games, these have a clear beginning, middle, and end. They have set rules and they have a defined winner. Think a football game or a chess match. Infinite games, these have no end. The goal is not to win, but to keep playing. The rules are fluid. They're constantly evolving. Think life, business, personal growth. Most of us are conditioned to play finite games. We're taught to compete, to win, to be the best. But the most fulfilling and impactful games are lived in the infinite game. Self-education is the ultimate tool for playing the infinite game. Now you may ask why? Well, because it's about continuous learning, growth, and adaptation. It's about embracing change and seeing every challenge as an opportunity to level up. The self-educated individual is not playing to win a specific game. They're playing to stay in the game, to keep growing, to keep evolving. They understand that the journey is more important than the destination. See, in the infinite game of life, wealth is not measured solely in dollars and cents. It is measured in experiences, relationships, impact, personal growth. The self-educated trillionaire is not necessarily the richest person in the world, but they are the richest in everything. They've cultivated a wealth of knowledge, skills, experiences that enrich the lives and the lives of those around them. They're creators, they're innovators, they're leaders who are shaping the future. They're the ones who constantly push the boundaries of what's possible and who are not afraid to take risks and embrace the unknown. So this is your invitation to the infinite game. This is your invitation to self-education, to personal monopoly. This is your invitation to embracing the infinite game of life and to never stop learning, never stop growing, and never stop creating. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.